Now, beef farmers and the Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, as well as the meat industry representatives, pulled an all-nighter at the Department of Agriculture last night in attempts to settle one of the longest-running beef disputes in the history of the state. This morning, all of the farm organisations sat down together in one room for the first time under the chairmanship of IFA President Joe Healy. Our agriculture correspondent, Fran McNulty, joins me now. Fran, can you take us up to date on the latest developments there?
Yes, Carol. Well, within the past 4 or 5 minutes, many of the main farmer organisations have been called back into the Department of Agriculture. Around an hour ago, they tabled these final proposals. They said that if these the conditions they outlined were met, that it would be positive with regard to reaching agreement. I understand that the meat industry has issued some concessions to the final agreement document, has made some changes to it, which may go some way to meeting some of the farmers' demands. But I also understand from sources within the talks that those offers which the meat industry will be making to farmers within the next 30 minutes or an hour, it's a final offer. It's a take it or leave it deal. They are not going to go any further. And I think farmers did have a suspicion that that could be the case, that the talks were reaching a finality this afternoon. And according to my sources within the talks, what the meat industry tables within the next hour will be their final offer. So it's only then we will know whether it will wash with the farm organisations.
So IFA President Joe Healy expressing some optimism. How would you characterise, I suppose, the signals emerging this lunchtime from those that are there?
I think the people who've been in these talks know what can be delivered. They feel they have gotten a good deal. What is happening here, Carol, is there will be some increases to bonus payments if cattle meet certain specifications. Certain bonuses will be increased. New bonuses will be put in for different cattle types. It's a very technical situation. But many of the people in the room feel there would be something good in it for farmers. But what it doesn't do is deal with the issue of price. And whilst the farming organisations that have been part of these negotiations may be happy with that, the protesters and the picket lines may not.
Okay, well, we'll wait to hear further developments from the Department of Agriculture. Fran McNulty, thank you very much for joining us.